I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It happened yesterday, sort of like we said it would, that they'd have their Mike Piazza ceremony, and then there would be a statement where Carlos Beltran was involved some way in stepping down. It was the classic mutual parting of ways, and the Mets are now looking for a new manager. I had hoped that there was another solution. I had hoped that the Mets would stand by their guy. They did not detail in the conference call afterwards that they had found out any other information when talking to Major League Baseball about Carlos Beltran's involvement. I'd like to know that. I would. Because based on just his name showing up in the report, I still believe there wasn't enough there, in my opinion, to move on from him. They did. They have more information. And the Mets now have to find a manager in the middle of January with spring training just a little ways away. What a crappy day for the Mets and Major League Baseball. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Oh, good morning there, Gio. Yeah, it's not a happy day. There's no question about that. But, you know, I felt like earlier in the week that once the Mets ended up meeting with the commissioner on Wednesday, that they were going to be under immense pressure to go and do something. And I thought also during that time, watching what happened to Alex Cora and A.J. Hinch, that maybe Carlos Beltran would have went to the Mets and said, you know what, I just need to resign and get out of here because I don't want to be a distraction to the team. And to his credit, that's exactly what he said yesterday. So I think really what happened here is that when push comes to shove, the Mets had this Piazza ceremony, so they knew they were going to have to be out in front of the media. They also met with the commissioner's office on Wednesday morning, and they were shown all the stuff that the commissioner's office acquired in terms of the Astros cheating scandal. So, and he is obviously implicated in all this other stuff. The other thing to remember, one of the reasons why the players were not punished in any of this, and the players, believe me, will end up being punished in some way, shape, or form, maybe not by the commissioner's office, but by fans and by media alike throughout this season. So Jose Altuve and Springer and all those guys down there better get ready because it's going to be an onslaught that they're going to have to answer a million questions. And by the way, so is Jason Mariznick, who plays for the Mets.
Oh, yeah, we talked about it yesterday. Right, J.D. Davis and Jason Mariznick.
Right, both those
Jake
guys.
Mariznick.
Jake Mariznick. Yeah, both those guys are going to end up having to talk about this. You know that. And then on top of all of that, you know, on the front end of this stuff, you had the whole Stroman tweet out there that was being thrown towards A.J. Hinch. And how does Stroman, you know, who's a pitcher for the Mets, how does he show up and respect Carlos Beltran? So there was a lot of stuff that went into all of this. And then once the Mets were in the commissioner's office on Wednesday and they got wind of all of it and they saw all of it, they knew that they had to do something. I think Carlos probably realized that he had to do something.
Yeah.
Because for him to keep the job and Alex Cora and A.J. Hinch, two guys that, you know, lost their jobs, it never made any sense to me in the first place. But
it was a different case, though, because he wasn't in a position of power when this happened. And he wasn't he's managing a team that wasn't involved in any of this.
Well, the players were given immunity. It's one of the reasons why the players were not in any way, shape or form penalized by or punished by the commissioner's office. So, and he was one of those players that was given that immunity. But now he is in a position to be the leader of a team. And that's one of the reasons why. Look, the pressure was building on him and he felt it. You know that. I know that. I mean, it was just a matter of time before they made the decision. So again, I don't take any great joy out of this. This is something that he was a part of. He talked about it yesterday. He did offer an apology. And I would imagine somewhere along the line over the next couple of years, he'll be back in baseball. I would think that he and Alex Cora could go down to Puerto Rico and help Puerto Rican baseball. If he really wants to get back and do something, that's probably going to be the vehicle that in which they'll do it. But he had to do this. You know, it was obvious that he had to do this. And now the Mets have to look for a manager and they got to get the right guy in here. This is a win now team, supposedly. At least that's how they see themselves. They were going to go with a manager that they could walk into their his manager's office and exhale. You remember that whole thing?
Yeah, right.
Like Joe Girardi right wasn't going to allow them to exhale. And I'll tell you what, Buck Showalter is not going to allow you. Do you think for 1 minute that Buck Showalter is going to allow Brody Van Wagenen and Jeff Wilpon how to run a baseball team? So
Brody
forget that.
Brody's never going to hire a guy
That's
like
what I'm
that.
Saying.
He's just not. I mean, there's no way. As much as we would like something like that, stability, experience, a guy to come in to help them through this who has done it a million times before, it's not going to happen. I mean, they're going to go back to probably an Eduardo Perez and look at him. You know, Hensley Mullins is on the staff. They'll look at him. Luis Rojas, who was a guy that was like an up-and-coming guy in the organization, but the Mets basically said he wasn't ready. Well, maybe now he's forced into being ready. That's the guy they're going to go with.
I'm telling you right now, the Mets have a front office kind of like the Giants have a front office. It's all about self-preservation and hiring the guy that you can control. And that's exactly what's going on. And if you don't think that that's what's going on, then you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, collaboration means I tell you what to do, and then you say, okay. That's the collaboration that they're looking for with the manager. And that's not unlike a lot of other places in Major League Baseball, by the way.
Remember we talked about the Giants and their coaching search, and you know they're not going to go out and hire a Josh McDaniels. There's not there's just no way that's happening.
Yeah.
And there's no way that's going to happen because Josh McDaniels feels like he can come in and tell the Giants, this is what I want. You know, hell, the Browns didn't even hire him, you know? So it kind of shows you that, you know, it is about front office self-preservation. And it is about, you know, keeping your job and being in your job. And that's, we said, you know, there's only going to be so many candidates that are going to be available for the Giants because of who's running the team. It's the same thing here with the Mets.
Yeah,
there's only going to be a handful of candidates that are going to be available to be a part of this team because they're going to have to listen, and they're going to have to listen to the general manager's office and the group of people around him that he has built within that organization. You know, including one Jessica Mendoza, who found herself in a very, very awkward and just absolutely a spot that reeks. It totally reeks of a conflict of interest.
Well, this is what we've been saying about Alex Rodriguez and Jessica Mendoza since they were named special advisors for the Yankees and the Mets, respectively, and were also on ESPN. Now, it's one thing. I mean, I didn't even imagine, like, the opinion stuff on talk shows. The thing that I was talking about was, like, when you're calling games and you're calling Mets games and you're calling opponents of Mets games, you got to do research on teams, and then a special advisor for another team is hanging out in the clubhouse. I mean, that is just crazy. That's all the conflict of interest stuff. But the fact that she's now out there as, yeah, all right, you're speaking as Brody said in the conference call, you're speaking as an ESPN analyst, but you're speaking as you who's got all these titles. Like, you can't walk into a room and be like, hey, today I'm the analyst, or today I'm the Mets special advisor. You have all those titles. So if you have all those titles, you have to be mindful of that. And then you go on and you say all of this stuff about how Mike Fiers, you know, let's come down on the whistleblower here and let's trash him on TV. And then you've got Mets special advisor attached to your name when they're going through all this with Carlos Beltran. That's horrible!
Yes.
That's horrible!
It just looks terrible.
And the Mets, this is why, you know, being a fan of teams like this is infuriating because it never stops. It never stops. So the Mets find themselves in this mess that wasn't even them cheating. And here they are. It lands on their doorstep.
Yes, it does.
Boom. There it is in a nice package. And then you think that that's all they're dealing with. Then they got a special advisor out there making an ass out of herself saying that the whistleblower needs to be the one that we need to look at here and how disappointing that was.
And how it came out is basically what she is saying. Stop it is right. So if you want to have an opinion about it and you want to be an ESPN analyst, that's fine.
Yeah,
but if you're going to have an opinion about it, well, you're on Fox right now.
Yeah, I know. How about that? Yeah.
Look at that. You look good.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I was in the freezing cold this morning outside the building.
Right. What are you screaming about?
Carlos Beltran. Of course.
Oh, you are.
Yeah. They stopped me. They flagged me down. I said, "Look at this. I'm on the." I'll give you an opinion. Sure. Why not? I'm going to do 4 hours on the radio. Give you an opinion outside.
You know what I see when I see that interview? I see the gates of hell behind you.
Yeah, I know.
The orange and white barricades with the fencing all around it right in front of our building.
Exactly. Yeah, there it is. I just never understand why they have to do these things outside. Like, it has to be outside.
What, the interview?
Yeah, they're like, oh, let's get you outside. I'm like, it's 22 degrees with a 12-degree wind chill. Can we go somewhere else? You know, can we go to the Aubin Pan or the Pret a Manger? Can we go in there to do this?
Or maybe you can go to their studio.
Yeah, like, no, I couldn't do that. I think it was nice, though, that they flagged me down there. But anyway, but yeah, I mean, the Mets did not screw up as far as the cheating went. Now, the question of, you know, and all this landed in their lap. The question that I have, though, is, and one the thing that all the reporters are trying to get to in this conference call was, what did you find out about Carlos Beltran's involvement in this from the time that that article came out to yesterday?
Well, they found out a lot Wednesday. You know, most people in Major League Baseball, and I found this out over the last 2 days, most people in Major League Baseball aren't totally sure of everything that's in that report. They only have the commissioner's release, like we all have.
Yeah.
So they obviously did a very extensive investigation, and they spoke with players, and they told the players, you have immunity. Just tell us the truth. You have immunity. We are not going to be suspending you.
I can't stand that, though,
man. But that's what they did. So they went to the players, and Carlos Beltran being one of those players, and I'm sure the Mets told Carlos after they hired him, look, if you want to have any chance of remaining the Met manager, you need to be forthcoming and honest with Major League Baseball. And I think that's exactly what he did.
Yeah.
So he went in and he gave his testimony, and it was honest. And when you read what he probably said, it's probably what made Jeff and Brody realize, you know, as much as we like him, as much as we'd like to stick by him, we can't stick by him. And I think Carlos also came to that realization as well because of what happened to his best friend, Alex Cora, and what happened to his former manager, AJ Hinch. And he was one of the guys that was named in that thing publicly. So you know the impact that he had on it. So, and then when you listen to what he said afterwards, to his credit, he was right. And he basically admitted it, and so now we move on. That's the thing. Now you move on, and now the Mets have to make another decision to hire the right manager that they can control with a win-now team.
Yeah, right. When you put it that way, boy, does that make me annoyed. But yeah, you're right. So here's something that I would love to know, and I don't know if I'll ever know. If Carlos Beltran's name wasn't put in that one sentence in the report, if it just said the players came up with this, as opposed to the players, including Carlos Beltran, would he still be the manager today?
I can't answer that either, but I will say that if he were not the manager of the Mets, like say he was still a special advisor for the Yankees.
His name wouldn't have been in there?
Maybe not, but I still think he would be under the radar. You know, I do know this too. You know, the Yankees have got to be livid over this. They have to be. I don't know if they put out a statement or anything.
No.
I'll tell you, if I were them, I would be livid over this.
Well, them and the Dodgers, right? I mean, all teams that played them, but at the highest level, when they lost.
But here's the thing about the Dodgers. You haven't heard a peep from the Dodgers.
But also, Rob Manfred has instructed these teams not to say anything. And when the Dodgers were asked about it, they came out and said, we'd love to talk about it, but we've been instructed by Major League Baseball not to say anything about it. So,
well, all I know is that if I'm a Yankee fan, if I am a Yankee, you know, a player, and this is why I do appreciate what CC Sabathia and Mark Teixeira did say, because it's, you know, they're kind of breaking ranks a little bit. But they also have to realize that this was player driven, you know, and this is different than steroids. And the reason why this is different than steroids is an individual decision for the player to make for themselves. In other words, the trainers, the doctors of the Yankees, or, you know, any team for that matter with steroid players, you know, aren't telling them, here, use steroids so you can be a better player. This is all on the player themselves. In this case, the difference is, yeah, it was player-driven, but it was sanctioned by the general manager, the manager, all these lower-level front office people that, you know, do the videos crew and all the stuff and the way they had this whole thing set up, and he was right in the middle of it with Alex Cora. And then on top of all of this, you have to remember that there's still an investigation going on into the 2018 Red Sox.
Right, yeah.
And even though Alex Cora has been dismissed from the Red Sox, kind of the same way that Carlos Beltran was, that they, we mutually part ways. There is going to be another penalty that's going to be handed down on Alex Cora, I guarantee you.
Oh, yeah, and that might even be two years. That might be a two-year suspension. If A.J. Inch got a year and Alex Cora was more involved than A.J. Inch was, you might get 2 years.
No, it may be even worse than that, and the reason for that is because the 18 season came after the commissioner's warning to all clubs about electronic devices on the field.
Right, sort of this memo, and it was September 2017 that the commissioner's memo came out.
That's what I'm saying. That now you're in the 2018 season, right. So you have a guy that won the World Series in 2017, mm-hmm. and then after the fact won the World Series in 2018, and it just so happens that the Yankees went through both of those stadiums and both of those grinds against those teams that were bench coached by Alex Cora and then managed by Alex Cora.
Yankees and the Dodgers are the two franchises that, you know, if they were playing these games clean, which we assume that they were, should be just going bonkers over this.
And the other thing, too, is you look at Jose Altuve and you look at his home splits compared to his road splits in 2017.
Yeah. In the playoffs, it's crazy.
It's 476 at home, and it's like 185 or 186 or whatever on the road.
Right, in that 2017 postseason, it is stark. Now, the next thing we will talk about coming up next, and we'll get Jerry Recco in here, is the latest allegation that went out there from a Twitter account that we don't know whose it is, but it seems like somebody who knows something that's going on. Are there buzzers or were there buzzers on the players? That's coming up next. Boomer and Gio just getting started. Carlos Beltran, no longer the manager of the New York Mets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.